It's good to be in God's house tonight. Good to be saved.
Amen.
Good to know Jesus Christ as our Savior. I'm going to be reading from what Brother Eric read last week tonight. Does anybody guess what that was at?
2 Timothy 3:16.
Sharper tack. Just play the name right. I've got it. Anyway, I'm not going to read the same scripture, but we're going to read out of that chapter. And I got up this morning, and I thought it was sort of odd. That scripture came to my mind when I started reading, and I thought, well, Lord, I hate to go over the man's message. And he said, that ain't what I want you to do. Well, I backed up and read the whole thing, Brother Rob. Amen. So it's good. It's just good. Amen. I feasted off that message. Enjoyed it. Brother done a good job the other night with it. And I enjoyed it to the fullest. Amen. You know what? That scripture says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Well, I tell you what, I believe that with all my heart. I don't believe there's anything in here that Brother Jerry's pinned down that God didn't give over him to pin down. So I think it's all good for our soul, don't you? A lot of people want to do away part of it and this and that, but I tell you what, I like the whole word. I sit down to a meal, brother, I like everything's on the table. Amen. I try. Here in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, start the first verse. He said this, know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontentious, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep in to houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers loves, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. That's all I feel like reading right now. We may read a little bit more here in a few minutes in this chapter. But I tell you tonight, I desire your prayers just for a few minutes. Seems like this week's just been one of those weeks that you just can't have a clear thought. I pulled up yesterday morning at a stop sign, sat there 4 minutes waiting for the red light to change. Amen. So I finally realized that it wasn't ever going to change, Mary. It was going to stay stop. Amen. So I went on. So I praise the Lord that God can bring us to our minds. But I thank God tonight for the Scripture. I believe tonight that we're living in those perilous times, folks. Amen. I believe we're living in a time that where men are calling evil good and good evil. Amen. I believe that they're changing their minds about a lot of things. I thought about this, Brother Jerry, all day. Amen. We believe it in a time now that we have to sweet talk and get them come to the house of God. Amen. A long time ago, brother, I don't believe I'm going to preach or sweet talk. You, I hear some tales, brother, that was harsh. Amen. But you think about it now. He said there's scoffers will come in the last days. And you know what Peter said? That they will be saying, where is the promise of his coming? Amen. For ever since our fathers fell asleep, a time has continued on. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Ever since the day I was born, a time has continued on. But I realize each day that I live, I'm getting just a little bit closer to that destination that's coming. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. I look around you and see how people are living today. Amen. I'm telling you, children turn against parents, parents against their children. Amen. Mamas, daddies against one another. Folks, I'm telling you, we're living in perilous times. A divorce rate is higher than it's ever been. Amen. More children being abused than there ever was. Amen. Since the beginning of time. And you'll read through this word, you'll find all down through the Bible, amen, little children have to suffer, and that for Christ's sake. But today they're suffering because of wickedness, amen. Folks, I'm telling you, we're living as close, amen, as I believe right now. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye, that things can change. I'm ready or not to meet the Lord, amen. But I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. He said, where's the promise at? He said, I'm coming again to receive you unto myself. And folks, He's coming, amen. I don't know what day, I don't know what hour, I don't know what minute, but I promise you tonight, Jesus is coming, amen. If you go out in a cemetery and them people can talk to you, they say, Jesus has done come for us. Amen. There'll come a time that the dead angel will come, if time stands this, and call us out one by one. Amen. But let me tell you, there's coming a time that that trumpet will sound. Praise God, and the dead will rise up out of the ground, and you and I that are alive and remaining will be all up with them to live forever in the air. Amen. So tonight, reading that scripture and thinking about the times that we're living in, you know, we're living in a time of no respect, no regards for nobody else. Amen. Nobody respects the preacher. Nobody respects the churchgoers anymore. Amen. If you work around sinners, they'll let you know real quick they have no respect. Amen. They don't care what you stand for. And brother, when you tell them what you stand for, it just makes them worse most of the time. Amen. Because they want to mock you and make a spectacle of you. Amen. I learned a long time ago, the Bible says, cast not your pearls before swine. Amen. You know what they'll do? They'll try them underfoot. I'm glad tonight that, brother, as you sung that song there, amen, the flame, it may get down to a flicker sometimes, but I praise God, brother, it's never went out. I've always been able to feel something. Amen. At the lowest point in my life, I knew Jesus was with me, brother. He said, because I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I listen to what he said. Amen. I'm over here in this chapter, what the preacher said here when he wrote this down. Amen. He said, turn to 10th verse. He said, but thou hast fully known my doctrines, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity and patience, persecution, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly to Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse in words, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of, and knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And he said, and that from a child thou hast known of the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now this is Paul talking to Timothy, amen, and preparing him for what he was going to face. And he said in the last days, perilous times would come. But he told him over here, brother, just to stand on what you've learned. Amen. Believe in what you've learned and who you learned it from. Folks, I'm telling you, I've said this many times, I'll say it till the day I die. Everybody carries a Bible. Amen. Not saved of God. The devil will come into your house. Amen. And he'll tear down everything you've got. You better stand on your most holy faith tonight. Abraham, the Bible said, was seeking a city. Folks, let me tell you something. He was living out yonder. Amen. He wasn't under the promise today. Brother, but he knew that God had something for him. And the Bible said he was looking for a city. Amen. It had foundations. And brother, whose builder and maker was God? He was looking for something that would stand. Brother, in the last days, I'm glad today. And that you and I have got something that'll stand when this world will fall, brother. And that Jesus gave it to us. A deep dead in our soul. And that we can stand on it, brother. Yeah. Amen. And make heaven our home.
Amen.
We go through heartaches and hardships here on earth. I believe as long as we're in this flesh, we're going to suffer. Amen. Whether it be sickness, Brother Ron, the things that you go through in your health. Brother, and I've seen other people, amen, going through so much. It just boggles my mind. But we were talking last night, and I know me and Brother Jerry's talked about this many times. It seems like cancer is rare as a toothache anymore. But you know that? Amen. Look around you. Amen. Heart attacks and everything going on, just like one right after another. Amen. And we trust the doctor with everything that he'll give us, trial on us, and we won't trust Jesus to get us to heaven. Amen. People will take whenever their trials get hard. Amen. When the going gets rough, amen, they'll take and turn their back on the Lord. I'm the very one that can help them more than anybody. Amen. One that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he said, if you keep my commandments, just ask what you will, and I'll give them to you. Amen. I'm standing on that promise today. Jesus said that he would make my every need. Amen. According to his riches and glory, brother. Amen. Not what my wants is. I know what the Lord said I could have through him. Amen. In faith, believing, and trusting in him. Amen. And following him. Amen. I want to make heaven my home more today than I did yesterday. And if God gives me another day, amen, I want to go home even more. Amen. Because this world is actually worse and worse.
Amen.
Amen. It's in every church. Amen. It's in every home. It's It's in every place you go, workplace. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's a lot of people have, listen, he said they're professing God, but they're denying the power thereof. I preached a message on that one time. Folks, you know what? Some of the power that they're denying of, amen, that they say they're God, they say they're Christians, they say they're serving the Lord, but listen, they're denying the power thereof. They're going to stand before this man and call Jesus in judgment. Amen. And they're going to stand there, brother, without excuse. Amen. How they lived their life and what they've done. And they're going to have to look him in the face and say, Lord, forgive me. And he's going to say, depart from me. Because I never knew you. You pretended upon the old look. You did it your own way. You didn't follow me. Amen. He's going to take and cast him into a lake of fire that burneth forever. Amen. He said, those that keep my commandments, amen, and take up their cross and follow me, and those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. I'm telling you, we got enduring to do, Brother Sherry. Hey, man, let me tell you something. It ain't every day that I have a good day. I hear people saying we ought to be the happiest people alive, brother. If you're a Christian and living in this world, it's hard to be happy, amen. If you have to go out and face the work crowd, it's hard to be happy, amen. If you've got children that's lost and undone without God and grandkids, hey, let me tell you something. It's hard to be happy because we know that any morning, hey, man, that trumpet of God can sound, and we'll be carried out of here, and they'll be lost, left undone without God. Hey, to suffer hell far throughout eternity. Folks, I'm telling you, it's time we get our mind made up and stand on the rock. Amen. Get us to glory.
That's right.
Get us to glory. That's what I'm looking for. You know, I prayed over Revelations the other day. Been pondering and pondering what to say tomorrow. Amen. And maybe they'll just forget about me, I hope. Amen, but if they don't, I'm reading one of Revelations, and it talked about whenever they entered into the city, God Himself wiped away the tears. Amen, but you know it went on, and I read on down in that scripture there, and I finished 21st chapter of Revelations, and it said that, amen, there was 12 gates to the city, 12 walls, and 12 foundations.
Yes, that's right.
And you know, when I got up this morning and began to read this, there it was. Amen, here's this foundation. Amen, that Abraham was looking for that was built by God. Amen. You know what that foundation is tonight? Amen. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. Amen. Them 12 foundations are the apostles. Amen. And brother, if we'll build upon them, brother, it'll stand the test of time. He said, if a man hear his word, he'd liken him unto a man that go out, amen, and dig deep in the earth, amen, and lay a foundation, brother, and build upon it. When the storms of life come, he'll stand. But he said, I'd liken to a man that will not hear the word, and will not do. Amen. He'll go out and dig in the sand, lay his foundation. And when the storms come, brother, great is the fall of that house. Folks, today, if you're building up on something fake and phony, it will not stand. Only the true foundation will stand. Only the true foundation will stand. Jesus is the greatest thing that we've ever had. Amen. You know what? He paid the price for me, Eric, and I could never pay it. I owed a debt, brother, that I could not come up with enough money to pay. Amen. You know what? Some say he paid it with 30 pieces of silver. That's what they give for it. Amen. But it took a whole lot more. And he had to share his blood. He shed his blood. You know, I love it. People say, well, it only took one drop. I'm going to tell you something. One drop's not a shedding. Amen. One drop's just a drop. Amen. Brother, he said he shed it all. Amen. They pierced his side and he said, forthwith came blood and water. Amen. Come out of this man, drained him dry. Brother, he gave up the ghost when he cried out unto the Father. And brother, let me tell you, I'm so thankful tonight for the shedding of blood. He said, without it, there would not have been no remission of sin. And brother, me and you would have had no hope. We'd still be Gentile dogs, unworthy. Amen. And up to the kingdom of heaven. But because of what Jesus done, amen, you and I can go to heaven. We can go to heaven. Amen. This word's very precious. It means, I wish my mind could comprehend really more than what it does. But sometimes I think I'd explode. When I grieve sometimes, Sister Mary, and I run across something that just does my soul good, I'm telling you, it just fills me up. I'll sit and cry and weep. And many mornings I'll sit drinking a cup of coffee and read my Bible. And Sometimes I forget about the talk and just begin to cry. Amen. Amen. I'll sit there, Brother Jerry, and I'll weep, thinking about the things that these people went through for us. Amen. And here we take it so lightly, so for granted. Amen. Old people, buddies, went on before us. Amen. Old time preachers that preached the Word of God that brought salvation down to us. Amen. And stood up on the Word of God. Brother Jerry, they're gone on.
Yeah.
Brother, you're the next one to lie. Your generation's in line right behind you. Amen. But let me tell you something, brother. If one soul can be saved, just one every heartache, every pain that we'll go through, Brother Ron. Brother, I tell you what, I may have to fight the devil in the morning, but yes, sure, we are really alive, brother. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will be there. Amen. He'll never left me. And He stood with me, Brother Terry, when nobody looked. I mean, Paul said, my life answer. No man stood with me, but God stood with me. Amen. And the Lord. Amen. He stood with him, brother. And He'll see us through the storms of life, through the heartaches and the troubles. Brother, He's got me this far, and I believe He'll get me all the way.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart tonight.
Yes.
Amen. If He did that, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
Amen. There's no place to turn back. Though the whole world might turn against us.
Yeah.
Brother Jerry, you said something to me as a young preacher. He never left me. He said, son, when you enter into the house of God, hold your head up. He said, the whole world may hate you, but He said, God loves you.
Amen.
He said, oh, the whole world may do everything to you, but the Lord never done you nothing but good.
Yeah.
That's always stuck with me. There's sometimes it's hard to hold my old head up. Sometimes it's hard to have a smile, Brother Terry. But the happiest time of my life is when I'm standing right here.
Yeah.
Amen. Right here. Amen. When the anointing of God comes. Amen. Let me tell you something, no way in your country, boy. Amen. Brother didn't know his ABCs, brother, and still forget them still today.
Yeah.
Amen. Couldn't have read, couldn't have understand nothing, but Jesus called me to preach His Word.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't. He said, yeah, you can. I still can't preach. Amen. But I know when it can.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 And I love Him. Love Him preaching me the Word all the years that He has. Amen. And telling me the good things of God. Every time we talk, we get, you know, me and Him, we have some boo-hoos sometimes. Amen. We're preachers. We have boo-hoos. And we sit around and we talk about what was us and what was this. And then we get talking about the good stuff. Amen. Cheers us up. We never hung up without getting cheered up. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for what the Lord's done for me, brother. Amen. In perilous times, amen, trouble comes. Hey, they're traitors. They're high-minded, heady. Amen. Let me tell you something. They'll turn their backs on you and snap your fingers. Amen. They'll tell you in one breath they love you and curse you the next. Amen. And thank you, brother. The Bible said they'll even think that you're doing God's service. Now, folks, I'm telling you today, Jesus loves us. That's one thing you can stand for. Amen. He said over there in the 13th chapter, we've been studying that in church. He said, without charity, amen, nothing profits me. He said, oh, he said, I can understand all tongues, amen, and all the mysteries of angels and all these things. He said, I might could understand. Might can cipher, might float it out, whatever. Amen. But he said, listen, he said, without charity, I have nothing. He said, I am nothing. Amen. A sound of brass and a tinkling of cymbal. Brother, I thought about that sound of the brass and tinkling of cymbal. That's just the noise and the wind. You know that? Amen. You know what a lot of people is? They're in church, they're a Christian, but out in the world, they're sinners. Amen. They come to God's house. I've worked with people, brother, cuss every breath. They show up in the house of God and they're saints. Amen. We got people today who go out and talk about us, backbite us, do everything they can. Amen. To destroy that which is good. But come in God's house and know I'm saved.
Yeah.
Yes, the Lord, I'm saved. Brother, that's the sound of brass and the tinkling.
That's right.
Has no effect, brother. How I live my life with children is going to affect me in here.
Yeah.
Amen. The looser I live out there, the looser I am in here.
Yeah.
Amen. So if we tighten up here and we tighten up out there, guess what? We make heaven our home.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? When Noah entered into the ark, God shut it in. He sealed him in. In safety.
Yeah.
Amen. Think about Job. Devil said, I can't touch him. For you've got a hedge about it.
Yeah.
You let that hedge down. He said, I'll show you a curse you. I want to be a man that whenever Satan tries me, brother, I'll still stand on God's holy word.
Amen.
Amen. I want to stand on God's holy word. God, I know you leave. You're the only true thing that I have. These are the only things that will stand. Everything else that I have in this life, God's given to me. It can be easy to take away. But He said, my salvation, brother, no man can take it from me.
nobody can pluck it out of my hand. Amen. I have to give it up.
Amen.
Think about that. We have to give it up. I'm going to stand on it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.